This podcast is brought to you by Howie's Store. Save 50% on restaurants, hotels, and more. To order, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
But I think that what we do, and I've spoken actually with my son, he says, how bad is this? It's bad. It's bad. But we're going to be hopefully a best case, not a worst case. And that's what we're working for.
While this press conference was going on, I got phone calls from several people saying, who is that man? The president.
What did they hear?
The president was sober.
I'm not a drinker. Whenever they're looking for something good, I say, never had a glass of alcohol. I've never had alcohol.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We're looking at sending checks to Americans immediately. Americans need cash now, and the president wants to get cash now.
It's my money, and I need it now!
It's your money. Use it when you need it.
We know that keeping Canadians safe needs to be done in the right way. There is a lot of misinformation out there. There is a lot of knee-jerk reaction that isn't keeping people safe. But we're going to stay focused on doing the things that actually matter.
We will be denying entry to Canada to people who are not Canadian citizens.
Seems like an overreaction.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Gyms are closed effective 8 p.m. tonight.
Did you confer with City Hall or Mayor de Blasio on this? Because he was at the gym this morning.
I did not for a moment think there was anything problematic because I knew the dynamics. And again, I have to stay healthy so I can make the decisions for the people of the city.
Translation,
I am better than everyone else.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Tom Brady will be leaving the New England Patriots. He will be playing his career elsewhere.
And all this negativity that's in this town sucks, stinks, makes the greatest town, greatest city in the world, lousy.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
What a day. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. It is, of course, the feast of St. Patrick's, but today we must do without the green beer, if not the corned beef and cabbage, if there is any corned beef and cabbage left. Who was looking for corned beef and cabbage at the local market basket? Everyone was searching for toilet paper. Am I right or am I right? 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. And you know, I'll let Shelville handle the Tom Brady departure. It's I know some people are saddened. It's one of those things. I didn't expect them to leave, but I thought they'd work something out at the very end. But you know, that's the way it goes. He can read up on what it was like Willie Mays' last days playing for the New York Mets or Johnny Unitas playing for, I think, the San Diego Chargers. It's not all that pleasant. You know, very few go, I like Peyton Manning.
Brett Favre playing for the Vikings.
Yeah, that was bad. But, you know, I know Peyton Manning, you know, won the Super Bowl, but he was like, Peyton Manning was like Joe Hardy in the old musical Damn Yankees. The devil took away his powers, and he was just kind of stumbling through to the very end. I mean, he couldn't come back. It was just one of those, he's the exception that proves the rule. Winning the Super Bowl his last time out. Anyway, this thing is just, it keeps going on and getting more and more more. I don't know. Hey, all I can tell you is I just tweeted out, or I had Grace tweet out the updated death toll from the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Again, this is from the Boston Globe, so you can't accuse it of being a right wing propaganda. You know what the death toll is in Massachusetts? Zero. Zero. Do you know how many cases there have been overall? There are only 14 people hospitalized in the entire Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Do you know how many cases there are in Hampshire and Hamden County combined? This is in the western part of the state where some of the people are trying to, are talking about canceling the election. They're postponing the special elections. There's a special Senate election out there, state Senate election on March 31st. You know, the two counties, Hampden and Hampshire, that's Springfield and Northampton, and it's a big chunk geographically, if not population-wise. One case, and everything is shut down. 844-500-4242. And how about these press conferences that they have? Each politician is trying to one up. It's like a talent show without any talent, you know. So Sunday afternoon, you had Mayor Marty Walsh from Boston. He has the little press conference. I guess this was on Broadway, in front of a bar, and he announces he's going to cut the capacity allowed to serve to 50%. Okay, 50%. So he's dominating the news cycle, whatever news cycle there is on a Sunday afternoon these days. And so about 3-4 hours later, Baker, Tal Duvall, the governor, says, I'm shutting down all the bars. All the restaurants, all the bars are shut down. Forget the 50% rule. Everything is going to be shut down in all the bars. So then the next day, about the time we go off the air last night, Mayor Curtatone of Somerville. His sister is one of these county hacks in East Cambridge. She's already shut down her office. It's, I don't know, for the registry or the probate, something like that. I think it's registry of deeds. And so her brother then is the mayor of Somerville, Curtatone. He's usually he's hanging up Black Lives Matters banners or you know, setting up Ritz-Carlton like suites in City Hall for MS-13 gangbangers. That's the kind of guy he is. So the bars having been shut down, he can't shut down the bars. So you know what he did? He shut down the playgrounds. So think of it another way. He couldn't shut down the bars, so Mayor Curtatone shut down the monkey bars. So this is where we are now. 844-500-4242. Mike, the Lyft driver, everybody's been getting more concerned over the possible tragedy. I tried to brace myself for the inevitable. Tom Brady is leaving. I don't know. Bob Kraft did not get rich by making stupid decisions. See you, Tommy. I don't know if I told this on the air. About 3 or 4 weeks ago, there was a huge fundraiser in Palm Beach for the president. Nelson Peltz, he's a finance guy from New York City. He lives up on the near north side of the island. And so they had a giant – Trump was in town at Mar-a-Lago, and he came up from Mar-a-Lago. It's about 3 miles away from Mar-a-Lago.
Mar-a-Lago.
You know what the tab was for a couple? $580,000. $580,000. There was only about 20 people there, but at that price, you don't need to have that. You don't need to have a real full house to make a lot of dough, right? So I think he made $10 million that night, the president. And so a few hours before the thing happened, I haven't seen Kraft down here all winter long. I don't know where he's been. I don't think he likes Palm Beach as much as he used to. Go figure. But I was walking up to the breakers in the afternoon with the mailroom manager, and there he was. He just happened to be walking down with some younger guy that was just obviously just like his assistant. And I said, hey, how you doing? And I said, I asked him the obvious question. Was he going to keep Brady? And he said, that's the plan. I mean, I know it was a stupid question, and I know he says that to everybody, but I felt like I did have to ask him the question. And then I was always wondering since then, I forgot to ask him, hey, I haven't seen you all winter. Are you in town for the president's time tonight? And I never saw a list of a guest list for the party, the time at Nelson Peltz's. But it does seem like the kind of thing he would go to, you know. And $580,000, I don't know who his date would have been. I doubt it was this guy that was walking with him. But probably he has a girlfriend. Anyway, 844-500-4242. You know, here's another thing that I'm perplexed by in this emergency, this pandemic. So they've shut the schools, right? They've shut the schools for learning. Not that there's a lot of learning going on in any of these schools. because they want to minimize the exposure of the kids to any virus, right? But the schools remain open for serving meals. What the hell am I missing here? Could someone explain this to me? 844-500-4242. 774. Joe Kennedy wants to give $4,000 to each family. How about we start with all the members of Congress and Senate giving up 40% of their salaries for 6 months? Yeah, I don't know. I thought about making that the poll question. Do we really need to be giving money away? I mean, I would rather give the money directly to people than to have these shovel-ready jobs. Remember the shovel-ready jobs of 10 years ago? And then Obama later was laughing. I guess those shovel-ready jobs weren't so shovel-ready. I mean, if they gave, you know, Schumer saying we need to get $850 million, why don't we just give that to the pinky ring or the nose ring or the ear ring public sector unions? Ugh. That, by the way, I have one story before we go to the break. I have one story. I don't want to forget it. I meant to mention it yesterday. This is what the hackerama of all the states are concerned with. And if this isn't happening yet in Massachusetts, I don't think, but it soon will be. This is from the New York Post. New York City municipal workers are protesting the hand scanners used to sign in and out of work, saying they can spread the coronavirus. In other words, time clocks may be hazardous to your health, and they're going to file a grievance. Amid the outbreak, some workers are balking at placing their palms on the device used by dozens of colleagues to log their shifts. Oh, okay. You think there could be any fraud or abuse if they stopped using these modern age time clocks? 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here, chumps. More Howie Carr after this.
That's Mayor de Blasio from Cambridge originally. And this is Mo Green from Somerville next door originally.
Do you know who I am?
Do you know who I am?
You know who I am.
The rules are for little people, or as Boss Haig from Jersey City, right across the river, used to say back in the 30s and 40s, I am the law. I am the law. That's what de Blasio was saying. 844-500-4242. With Simply Safe Home Security's award-winning protection, you'll have a team of security experts ready to dispatch police at a moment's notice. Get free shipping on your order plus a 60-day money-back guarantee at simplysafehowie.com. simplysafehowie.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Did you expect Tom Brady to leave the Patriots?
Honestly, no, I did not expect him to leave the Patriots.
55% say they did expect him to leave.
Really? I especially as the weekend went on, more and more of the teams dropped out, and you know, it did seem like it was getting down to the really, as they used to say in semi-tough, the dog ass. They said the dog ass Jets, but the dog ass Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Patriots. I thought he'd come back to the Patriots, but maybe the Chargers are in the mix. But I mean, again, what do the Chargers really have? 844-500-4242. That's the toll free number of the Howie Carr Show. Let's take a call. I have my column up. So Taylor, who have we got on the line here? Sal, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Sal.
Howie, it's kind of a rhetorical question, but what's the difference between this outbreak and the H1N1, where Obama didn't even call a national emergency until 1,000 Americans were dead, and the media really didn't do anything?
I read last night, Sal, the day he announced that there was an emergency, he played a round of golf, and the New York Times congratulated him on playing a round of golf the same day he announced it was a national emergency, because they said that would increase the confidence of people that there wasn't going to be this terrible epidemic, even though there were already 1,000 people dead, as opposed to now where there are like 60 people dead. You know what the difference is. He's a Democrat, and Trump is a Republican. That's the difference. It's clear, isn't it?
One other thing, Howie. Yes, one other thing. Do you think that the media is getting their gravitas back, thinking that they can control the American public when they knew they lost it, basically, when they couldn't crush this guy? You know, he got elected, and they knew they could. All the things they tried to come up with didn't bring him down. Do you think that they're starting to think that they have the ability after what they're doing right now?
I think this is the thing is, I think this is the Ukraine. This is Russia. This is the Emoluments Clause. This is the 25th Amendment. This is just the latest iteration of their attempt. And, you know, and if this thing is wrapped up by, they're talking now, May or June, there'll be one more thing before the election, Sal, don't you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thanks, Howie.
Yeah. Thanks. Thank you, Sal. Derek, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Derek.
Hey, Howie. You know, Hi. The answer to this problem is so simple, and it's actually would cost like pennies per person. Taiwan, what they did, they used, you know, basically hand sanitizer all over the place, active ingredient, alcohol, right? They used respirators, you know, the N95. All that is a cotton filter. America is full of alcohol and cotton. These devices, these safety precautions are so simple to do. Everybody can go to work if they just do the protective things that
I know. I saw a number today, Derek. I saw the number today. Am I right? 50 people infected in Taiwan, which is right, obviously next door to China, and one dead. One dead. That's only one more than Massachusetts has dead, right?
They shut the border down the same time President Trump did with China.
Yeah. This is just, and Joe Biden says Trump can't handle it, but he can't even remember the name of the virus. He calls it the N1H1. He calls it SARS. He calls it that thing from Africa. But he knows how to do it. He'd do it right. Thanks for the call,
Howie.
Derek.
You know what the most disgusting thing that you touch in every day is that nobody sanitizes?
What's that?
The gas pump. Every time I've filled up, I'm like, why is there no hand sanitizer just like stationed right here?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why it's important, Taylor, to be smoking a cigarette while you're handling that, because the smoke will kill the germs on the pump.
Natural disinfectant.
Exactly. Exactly. There's no better disinfectant.
It works
smoke.
Better the closer you hold it to the pump. Just kidding.
We're
just
joking,
kidding.
Folks. We're joking, okay? We're kidding. 844-500-4242. When we return, we're going to have a first-hand report from Ground Zero, which is a supermarket. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Jay from Chelsea says, now that Tom Brady is leaving, how can we differentiate between the number of people dying from the coronavirus and the number of Patriots fans committing suicide? That's an interesting point. At this point, there are 37 states that are tied with Massachusetts for the number of deaths, which is zero. And another 9 states have one death. Texas recorded its first death this morning. It was, I saw it in the daily delivery I get from the Dallas Morning News. The guy was in his late 90s with so-called underlying medical conditions. A victim of coronavirus. Okay, so again. All right. So down here in Florida, I have Grace isn't usually here. So I need somebody to hand me the copy I have to read and print out stories I need. So we hired a guy from a graduate of the Connecticut School of Broadcasting to help me out. And his name is McKay. And despite the princely wage that I pay him for assisting me, he has retained his other job which is working in the produce section at the local Publix supermarket, which is the big chain in Florida and other parts of the Southeast. And it's not as easy as it used to be for McKay. Even the produce section, which they're at their, you know, they're, the produce section is kind of a DMZ compared to the paper goods aisle, where the toilet paper and the paper towels are, right, Taylor? I mean, right, McKay, you don't have as much problems as they do a few aisles down, right?
No, but we still have plenty of shortages. People are buying up all our citrus, the orange juice, potatoes, onions. All the bulk items are gone completely.
Well, tell us about the trucks coming in now. It's people never used to care when the trucks came in, right?
Yeah, so at my store, for example, I go in at 5 in the morning. Our truck usually has a window of 5 a.m. to 7 a.m., but with all the coronavirus scare, all that's getting pushed back because our orders are larger, so we're getting them as much as 2 to 4 hours late than normal.
What do people say to you now when they come up to you? Do they are they snippier, the customers,
oh,
than they used
time.
To be?
They are a lot nastier.
What are they saying?
Well, they come in, and you can visibly tell, like, we're out of bananas, and that's, like, the highest-selling item by volume in the store. And they're like, do you have bananas? They're like, no. Are you going to get any in today? When's your next shipment? And then they look around the department. It's still empty. Do you have onions? And then they've been giving me, like, a lot of hand gestures and, like, scoffing at me and walking away. I can't control.
Do they think you're hiding the onions or the bananas out back somewhere?
I think some of them do. I really think some of them do. They think we're hiding product from them. It's just we don't have it available because there's such a shortage because everyone's scared and stocking up.
McKay, repeat after me. Yes, we have no bananas. We have no bananas today.
How about plantains? Have you run out of plantains?
No, not entirely. They've been going low, but we've still kept plantains.
So now you told me earlier that there was actually a near fist fight. Over,
yeah.
Of course, the gold standard everywhere across the fruited plain. And I refer, of course, to toilet paper.
Yeah, so over the weekend, I'm working in the produce section, and then one of the other stock clerks comes up to me, and she said that there was about a fist fight to break out over toilet paper, because as soon as they see the manager bring it out back, they're all running over there. And
it sounds like you need combat pay to actually out with any kind of toilet paper. You could be sucker punched. Someone could hit you in the back of the head and knock you down.
Yeah, I wanted to get some for my household, you know, for like me, my mom, and dad. And I'm walking to the register with it, and I can just feel the eyes like on the back of my head. It's like walking with a target on your back, just with toilet paper.
Really?
Yeah.
They're staring at you?
Yeah. It's an uncomfortable feeling walking around with toilet paper, surprisingly.
So what else are... I mean, we've all been through this at the supermarkets, but just let us know, what are the real gold standard items now, other than toilet paper?
Water, like dry goods, you know, canned vegetables, like rice, all that stuff. And like I said, orange juice, citrus, anything they can get out. Frozen vegetables, or like all frozen items are getting bought up a lot more, too. Eggs, bunch of dairy products. I don't know why you're stocking up on so much milk. It expires.
Right.
Because once you open it, you only have a 2-week lifespan for milk, despite the expiration date.
Well, they're talking about, you know, shutting down parts, a lot of the economy until for 6 weeks. So why would you be rushing to buy milk?
I don't know. I'm not sure why people are buying up so much milk.
Well, Uber Jason says a daily delivery of the Dallas paper. Just a download, that's all. I'm sorry. That's all I meant to say. But, of course, that was the lead story. First fatality in Texas. And, you know, I'm sure they're sad that this guy in his late 90s with underlying medical conditions is dead. But now they can say, Texas has suffered from the coronavirus that's brought on by the evil orange man who we've been accusing of being a dictator for 3 years, and now he isn't acting dictatorially enough to stop this virus, which is like being invaded, but you can't say it's a foreign virus because that would be xenophobic. Now I'm sounding like Joe Biden. So are they bringing people in early, or how is it working? I mean, I know that they're shutting down the store earlier than they used to.
Yeah, people still come in at the same time, like some stores, like you said, the one on the island opens at 6:30. My store opens at 7, but there's still people out there waiting for us to open our doors, but our shelves are still empty because we don't have our trucks in yet. So they're going around shopping, everything's empty, and they think we're hiding stuff and haven't stocked anything.
Are people going into the back now to just to search themselves on the quest for the eternal? There used to be people came to Florida to look for the Fountain of Youth. Now they're looking for toilet paper.
Yeah,
in every state, not just Florida.
Yeah, this morning, like when I was pulling the produce truck, you can kind of see in our back room, you know, if you're by our juice case, and they saw us pulling pallets back, and my manager comes back, and he's like, "People are like, they're like, we know your truck's in. Get this for me now," and they're getting aggressive about it. They see us with the product and they want it immediately.
Have they like jumped into the cab of the trucks yet?
That's probably coming next. You'll see them on 95.
Yeah, pushing them aside on 95, running them off the road like the hijackers used to do in Goodfellas. You know, pushing them off. Haven't seen a roll. This is a text. Haven't seen a roll of toilet paper in a store for 2 weeks. Got permission to order it through the office, so I spent $250 on it. Should take an armored truck to get it. I don't think you can buy it online anymore either, too.
I told my mom to look because she wanted me to get toilet paper from the store. I'm like, we're out. Check Amazon. And Amazon was empty on toilet paper, too.
Wow. Order pickers at a Walmart for the curbside have found customers taking products out of their cart that they are picking for another customer.
Oh my gosh!
Well, that's the thing. Now all the supermarkets have these home deliveries, and they have people who shop for you, right?
Yeah, Publix has services like that too. It's called Shipt and Instacart, where people will do your shopping and bring it to your house.
So I assume that those people. I mean, that's another thing that you could be robbed. I mean, those guys, you know, they turn their back and someone grabs a cucumber or I don't know, a bag of popcorn out of their bags. 844-500-4242. I don't want to read some of these that are coming in.
Yeah, that's a little alarming.
844-500-4242. I had to check out what that caller mentioned about Taiwan. The number of cases is very small. I would think one ton could about cover the cost. 1,000 could cover the cost of masks and hand sanitizers. Taiwan is a big place. And I mean, it looks small on a map, but there's millions of people living in Taiwan, Formosa, whatever you want to call it. It's not a small place. It's just small in comparison to China. They're handling it very well. 844-500-4242-207 says, can McKay hook you up with toilet paper? I'm doing okay for toilet paper. I asked him to get me some grapefruits today. There's no grapefruits on the island, so he got me a few grapefruit. That was good. I'm happy about that. But I don't understand why the fruit is disappearing this way too. I mean, again, fruit is perishable.
Yeah, I guess people think that the vitamin C in all the fruits will strengthen their immune system.
Yeah, that must be it. 844-500-4242.
I just saw a video on Twitter, Howie, of a cart being pulled out full of toilet paper into a superstore, and everybody just like they're flies to honey. They're like gremlins ripping this thing apart.
Yeah, well. The store that I go to on the island, it's right across the street from where I live. Most of the public stay open at 7. All of them do, I think. But this one store, I don't know why, opens at 6:30. And it's like a little secret. And, you know, only a handful of people, the tradesmen and a few people around the neighborhood know about it. So it's always great to go in there at 6:30 because there's nobody ever there. You never have to wait in a line. You can just get a couple of items, be like being in a convenience store, buy a paper, whatever. But now... You go in at 6. I mean, I'm sure if I went there at 6:15, it would be like the zombies trying to get into the mall in Dawn of the Dead.
They'll be lined up.
Yeah, they say what? You know, they you ever see that movie Dawn of the Dead back in the 70s? And they say, why are the zombies coming here? It said they're dead now, but they remember where they loved to go when they were alive. And they're trying to break into the. So now they're trying to break into the supermarket, and it's just it's zombie apocalypse, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is anybody nice to you and they say, oh, I'm so sorry that, you know, we're hassling you and I know you're not trying to hide bananas from me?
A few people have been really nice and they see us, like, when we didn't have our truck in this morning, we were just sanitizing stuff around the department, just being precautionary. Some people actually thanked us for that. But the vast majority, they've been pretty nasty.
Tell us what happened when you were sanitizing the shelf today.
Oh, yeah, I was cleaning out the grape case, and this guy comes up to me with gloves, and I thought he, like, wanted me to move over so he could reach for a thing of grapes, so I get out of his way. He's like, oh, no, not that, and he points at my bucket where I have my cleaning wipes. He's like, that, and he's wearing a pair of gloves. He starts sanitizing his gloves, and then he goes
He wanted your sanitary piece of tissue
yeah, they're called
to sanitize his gloves.
Yeah, before he picked up some products he wanted to buy. He wanted to buy cut fruit.
So what was he going to do when he got home with the cut fruit? Was he going to sanitize? How was he going to sanitize that? Was he going to run it through the dishwasher? How is the pet food holding out, people are saying?
Actually, I haven't noticed that much pet food being bought up yet. Mm. It's still there for now.
Okay. In New England, we talk about blizzards. And down here, it's hurricanes. How does this stack up against a hurricane?
This is way worse than a hurricane. I've been through hurricanes. It's usually just people buying water and other things. But I haven't seen anything like this. The people are definitely panicking a lot more than during a normal hurricane.
Yeah. Yeah, someone says the parking lot fights must be at a record high. You had any parking lot fights?
No, I haven't seen any right now. Yeah.
They have a police car now stationed in the Publix parking lot where I shop at closing time. I don't know. I assume.
Yeah,
you know,
they do that. They'll have
precautionary.
They have like a security that go through our lot and store, look out for shoplifters and all that.
Yeah, and somebody. Let's see what else. I saw toilet paper on Amazon, but the delivery date was May 27th. That's pretty good. 844-500-4242. My daughter works at Trader Joe's in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and was nearly attacked on the back door unloading toilet paper. I mean, they're going to need armed guards on the unloading docks,
yeah,
aren't they?
As soon as they bring it out, I've seen people with like four different things of like six packs of paper towel. Like they're loading up. They're going overkill on it. We've had to start limiting customers. Like you get two things of paper towel or toilet paper because people are buying a lot more than they need.
Yeah. Someone says just buy Kleenex because that'll do the same.
It's gone.
Yeah, that's
it's gone
too. Yeah. You haven't been there lately.
Plus they were buy one, get one this week. So it would have been gone. Yeah.
So here's someone from another supermarket. We've had people steal the toilet paper and sanitizer from the public restrooms in our supermarket. I don't know. What I've started to see now is when they have the hand sanitizer on the counters in places, they say, please do not steal this hand sanitizer. Like, that's going to stop people. That's just giving them a suggestion. Hey, why didn't I think of that? I'm going to steal the hand sanitizer.
Yeah. Well, actually, this morning, a customer came in and she had a cart. And normally we'll have wipes anyway so you can disinfect the rail. And she's, like, giving me and my coworker attitude that there's none there.
Was there?
No, there wasn't any by the entrance. But it's probably because someone stole it. And they had, like, they told me yesterday they had someone there just sanitizing shopping carts all day.
Someone says there's another item getting very scarce because of hoarding ammunition. That's what I was writing my column about for tomorrow. I mean, this is what leads people to begin hoarding ammunition. I mean, any kind of civil unrest, which is civic unrest. This is what this is. This is unrest. This is not good. 844-500-4242. Here's a tip. CVS in Massachusetts gets their stock in around midnight, and if you show up at 2 or 3 a.m., they have plenty of paper and sanitizer. Well, that's if you have an all-night place. I mean, not that many places are all night, you know? Most of them are closed for that reason, right? Mm-hmm. For restocking?
Yeah, that's why we're closing at 8 now.
Yeah, exactly. 844-500-4242. Thank you, McKay. Thank you, and good luck. And
thanks.
You see, isn't it relaxing working for me? You know, all I wanted was a few grapefruit.
Yeah, it's a lot less stressful than toilet paper.
844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the guru of graft. It's Howie Carr.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Cindy from Osterville, Massachusetts.
This is Brett Rock from Dunstable, Massachusetts.
This is Amy in Lisbon Falls, Maine, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
CVS, Falmouth, toilet paper behind the counter, and you only get one roll of it individually wrapped. Well, you know, it's so much more expensive if you just get the one roll, but I guess that's all you're going to get. So Mayor Walsh is having another address to the city tonight. I don't know, what's he going to do? You know, the bars have all been closed. I mean, he shut them down 50%, so Charlie trumped him, so to speak, by shutting down 100% of the bars. And then Curtatone shut down the monkey bars. So what has he got left to shut down today?
I don't know. De Blasio's talking about sheltering in place.
What, not letting people go out?
Yep.
I don't think that's a good idea. And, it's funnier in New York. It's even funnier in New York. I mean, I don't think Walsh and Baker hate each other. And Curtatone's just what he is, out in left field. But de Blasio and Cuomo hate each other, the governor and the mayor of New York. And I think, Cuomo shutting down the gyms, that was a pretty direct slap in de Blasio's face, I think. It's pretty funny. Although, I think Cuomo had about another hour-long press conference today on TV, and Fox just carried it live. I keep thinking to myself that he's running for president. He says they can't nominate either one of these guys, Bernie or Biden. Somebody's going to have to step in July in Milwaukee and pick up the pieces. Why else would you have a press conference for an hour every day in Albany? 844-500-4242. Everything is shut down now. There's no need for any more press conferences for a while, is there? All right, we'll be right back with Grace. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.